I'm Ken Zomley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. On the Western Illinois University campus this weekend, it's the 40th annual WIU Jazz Festival. The main event, tonight's concert, will be at 7:30 p.m. in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. The featured artist is Marvin Stamm, who's been praised for both the art and the craft of his trumpet playing. He's been a noted soloist with the Stan Kenton Orchestra and the Woody Herman Big Band, and for most of his life, he's been a first-call trumpet player on both coasts. That concert with Marvin Stamm and the Jazz Studio Orchestra of WIU tonight at 7:30 in the College of Fine Arts and Communications Recital Hall on the WIU campus. Tickets can be obtained at the Hainlein Theater box office. The phone number is 309-298-2900. The box office is open until 5 o'clock this evening. The 40th annual Western Illinois University Jazz Festival, and tomorrow at the WIU Union and in the Kofak Recital Hall, area high schools and middle schools and junior high schools will be competing. Those performances are also open to the public with admission. Here at Tri-State's Public Radio, we're battening down the hatches and dusting off the chairs for another one of our celebration concerts. Tomorrow night, in our studios in Macomb, at 7:30, we welcome a three-pack of noted singer-songwriters, Don Henry, Sally Barnes, and Tom Kimmel. Performing together, they're the band The Waymores, and you'll find lots of finely tuned, tightly written songs with great vocals and harmonies.
Just when I think every door is closing, a window opens up like a new spring. A road I didn't see before is calling to another place, another face, another day. Bringing hope again, like a sweet blue bird. After a long fight on a winter's night, there's another light shining on a bright new world. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking for the love that I'm not finding in the eyes where it always used to be. I turn around and suddenly it's coming in another place, another face, another day. Bringing hope again, like a sweet blue bird. After a long fight on a winter's night, there's another light shining on a bright new world. Even though you're surrounded in darkness, place, another face, another day, bringing hope again, like a sweet bluebird. After a long fight on a winter's night, there's another light shining on a bright new world. Whoa, yeah, it's a bright new world.
The Waymoors, three noted Nashville songwriters performing under their own banner and performing for us tomorrow night at 7:30 here in our Tri-States Public Radio studios. The celebration concert starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available if you are nimble. Our phone number is 1-800-895-2912. You can also reserve online at tristatesradio.com. The Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra returns to the stage this weekend. Three stages, to be precise. Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., they'll be at IHCC St. John Auditorium in Ottumwa. On Sunday afternoon, they'll be at the Memorial Auditorium in Burlington. And at 7:30 on Sunday evening, they'll be at the Iowa Wesleyan Chapel Auditorium in Mount Pleasant. The Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra this weekend performing the Anacreon Overture of Cherubini. They'll be featuring the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition winner. They'll be playing the Canon of Johann Pachelbel and the Symphony No. 4 of Johannes Brahms. From the Mississippi River to the Illinois River now, at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum near Lewiston, this month's featured artist is Andy Cohen. He grew up in a house with a piano and a lot of Dixieland jazz records. At about 15, he got bitten by the folk music bug, and at 16, when he saw Reverend Gary Davis, his course was set. Along with a mastery of acoustic blues guitar, Andy also performs on a rare 19-5 zither instrument called the Dulciola. He's the real deal, and he'll be at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum tomorrow night at 7:30.
Cairo, Cairo is my baby's home. Baby's home. Gonna Cairo, baby, and I won't be long. Women in Cairo treat you kind and sweet. Women in Cairo treat you kind and sweet. Catch you around and take you off your feet. You and knock you, beat you, cut you too. Kick you and knock you, beat you, and cut you too. They get through the graveyard before you.
Blues musician Andy Cohen at the Hickory Ridge Concert Series at Dixon Mounds Museum. Sunday afternoon at Western Illinois University. It's a Sunday brunch affair. Everything's soul food, Southern-style cooking, as Gwendolyn Brooks Cultural Center presents the 27th Annual Soul Food Festival. It's from 1 until 3:30 in the Capitol Rooms at the Western Illinois University Union. You can still snag some tickets in person at the Gwendolyn Brooks Cultural Center, which is in the Multicultural Center on the WIU campus, between 1:15 and 4:15 this afternoon. Tickets are $15 for students and $23 for non-students. Tuesday evening, the Hainlein Theater at Western Illinois University will be invaded by the Voca People, an ensemble of a cappella singers. The conceit of the show is that they are friendly aliens from a planet where music is life and life is music. Cultural events coordinator Mike Music puts it in brief for us.
First off, they are not from this planet. They are from the planet Voca. Their spaceship has crashed, and it runs on musical energy. And so it's up to them to generate the musical energy from the audience to power their spaceship so that they can get home. They communicate through music, and they tell the story of what they're trying to achieve through music. And it's, and again, it's everything from like 1950s standards to Journey, Queen. They look bizarre, but they got the chops to back it up. They're amazing. Amazing. The
Voca People, presented by the BCA, Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Hainlein Theater on the WIU campus. You can contact the Hainlein Theater box office at 309-298-2900, or you can buy tickets online at bcabringsthestars.com/tickets. This coming Thursday, the University Libraries, the Gwendolyn Brooks Cultural Center, and the English and Journalism Department at WIU are sponsoring a poetry reading celebrating African-American poetry. That's Thursday afternoon from noon until 1 at the Multicultural Center on Murray Street. And a week from tonight, the Macomb Community Theater will be presenting John Patrick's A Bad Year for Tomatoes. The comedy is the story of a famous actress who, tired of the pressures and demands of her career, moves to a New England village to write her autobiography and raise tomatoes. But after constant interruptions from eccentric neighbors, she invents a mad, homicidal sister who is kept locked in an upstairs room, but who occasionally escapes long enough to scare off unwanted visitors. This ruse works well at first, but then the local handyman develops a crush on the imaginary sister, and the good ladies of the town set out to save her soul. A Bad Year for Tomatoes, being presented by the Macomb Community Theater next weekend, February 22nd and 23rd, and the weekend after that, Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd. All performances are at 7:30 p.m. and are at the Pat Crane Memorial Theater on South Johnson Road, a mile and a quarter mile south of Macomb High School. For reservations, call 309-837-1828, or you can email to livetheater@macomb.com. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.